Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, birds and bees, diamonds, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get the Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over you to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the First World Bank of Bono.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the First World Bank of Bono. I asked him if he recognized this.
In the name of love, one bank in the name of love.
I asked the banker why the guy was wearing sunglasses indoors.
I explained that the only way rock stars can know more than the rest of us is to be pretentious and remain distant.
Sunglasses and leather clothing help with that.
I asked what days the bank was open. He explained that they were only closed one day a week.
Sunday, bloody Sunday!
I also told the man we were closed most holidays.
Bank is closed on New Year's Day.
Once I realized who he was, I still didn't understand why on earth he would pick a guy like Bono to head up a bank.
The man asked why we picked Bono. I told the man to listen again.
Walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away. I will follow.
I knew the guy could sing great, but I needed a car loan. I asked Bono what he could do for me.
The man asked for a loan to buy a new car. I ask him, don't you have enough? Can't you share your wealth with the unfortunates of the world? How much is enough for you greedy, bloated Americans?
Bono made me feel so bad, I told him to forget about the loan.
We shamed him for his selfish capitalistic tendencies and showed him the saddest pictures of poverty we could find.
I didn't get the loan. In fact, I wrote them a check for $1,000.
He wrote us a check for $1,000, but please, everyone, listen.
We need your help. Won't you please write us a check for $1,000 to save the starving people of the world?
Damn, these guys are good. The First World Bank of Bono. Stop in and see us today. Tickets are $87.50 and available through Ticketmaster. No cameras, recorders, or outside food or beverages allowed. The First World Bank
Stop
of Bono.
Stop your bloody blathering on. What? There's people in the world who are hungry. Why don't you do something about it? Take action.
You know, you're right, Bono. Who do I make that check out to again?
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Willie G's sitting next to me, and Patty G's now moved to the room across there, so we're in the same building at least now, Pat.
Feels better, yeah. Like okay.
When's the last time you changed Willie's diaper?
Oh my gosh.
Five, 6 years old? Something somewhere around
I
there.
Would probably say probably 24 years ago.
You know, people say a lot of really smart people wear diapers till 8, and I'm not going to say otherwise.
It's not a problem.
On a related subject, Willie.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Did your dad give you the talk about the birds and the bees?
My dad did not give me the talk about the birds and the bees.
He did not?
He did not?
I don't think so.
I don't think he knows about the birds.
Well, he knows something.
He kind of does, but it's only for reproduction.
He didn't like hand you a book and say, hey, read this? Or
I don't think so,
There's
no.
a great article in here on sex.
No, I think my older brother kind of took care of that job for me.
Gotcha. Yeah,
there's a nice article in New Yorker about, oh, by the way, there's a
Did anyone else think it was, urine?
What?
Instead of, I always thought you.
I did when I. Yeah,
yeah, you peed inside the girl. That's what I thought.
Why don't we move on?
I did.
What? I think we all did. Yes, everybody did. I did.
Sure, yeah, I thought you did. Your business.
This is not really helping.
What the hell is this stuff?
This is great shit.
What the hell is this stuff?
All right.
What happened? What?
I don't know, but today.
Am I melting?
Pat.
There's the orifice wheel.
No.
Never had any interest in that.
Oh, no. We're going to move on. Okay, I'm sorry.
Today is National Comic Book Day and National Lobster Day, Pat.
That's exactly right.
They're alone.
Many fine comics about lobsters.
Uh-huh. And,
now, Pat, your son loves good Red Lobster.
Yeah, boy, and, oh boy.
Is he with you today?
He's with me all week, yeah.
What is his what's his favorite dish at the Red Lobster?
He gets two orders of the mussels, the Alaskan king crab, and a live lobster.
Jeez.
He likes to watch the lobster die.
No.
He likes to hear it scream.
He hasn't put that together yet.
Oh, really?
What does that run you? That
About 130?
Gosh.
Well, it's the market price. It depends on the market.
Plus, $5 for the tip.
That's you think right. Market price is higher today since it's National Lobster
Day? I bet you it is. I bet you the market goes up.
Is this from the friends and Phoebe and the big speech she gives about lobsters made for life and all that stuff?
They link their little claws together.
They link their claws together for life.
Oh, they sweet. Do?
Yeah. That's what they
I
say.
Didn't know that.
But now, Christy, what else
They're
have
like
you got over
penguins.
There?
Penguins. They mate for life. Yeah. A man has found a 9.07 carat diamond at an Arkansas state park. Kevin Kennard of Maumelle found the second largest diamond in the 48-year history of Crater of Diamonds State Park Labor Day. Mr. Kennard and his friends hauled sitting equipment to the park in Murfreesboro.
Sifting equipment.
Oh, that makes sense.
I was going to say, what?
I have many, many pieces of sitting equipment.
Yeah, I got primarily your ass.
Yeah, I use that. I'm talking about apparatus here.
Ace, what do you sit on?
I'm doing stuff with sitting equipment you can only dream about.
There's Tammy's face.
Sifting equipment. While searching in the southeast portion of the 37.5-acre diamond search area.
I thought it was somebody's ring or something.
No, Kennard scooped up a marble-sized crystal that was later identified as a diamond.
Where was
by workers at the park's Diamond Discovery Center. This is in Arkansas.
That ain't no little rock.
Son, you like that one, Chick?
You kids at home, you hear how he did that? Yeah. Where was this? He asked. Arkansas. Oh, that's right.
He knew the liar.
Little Rock. Yes. Setting it up, knocking it down. That's the way you do it, kids.
You're on fire. You hear about a diamond in a quarry, there's a dead stripper involved.
Oh. Yeah, I like
diamond.
The first joke.
She had no head.
As of Wednesday, 246 diamonds have been registered at Crater of Diamonds State Park this year, weighing a total of 59.25 carats. On average, people there find 1 to 2 diamonds daily.
That's got to be like a diamond rush place, right? Don't people like go and dig up?
That's what they do. That's what the guys took their sifting equipment.
Right.
What is the value? I don't know.
A 9-carat diamond depends on what kind of condition it's in.
I can tell you how much a 2-carat diamond is. give you a quick primer on that if you'd like.
Hang on. Should we talk to your friends at American Pawn, Pat?
I run that just last week, actually. I had to make a little visit.
You know how Pat dates. He likes to keep one on him at all times in case he wants to ask someone to marry him during a first date. That's right. I want you to meet my son. Will you marry me?
That's about how it goes.
I think on the average, a carat runs $5,000 to $6,000. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
New.
Well, it might be a little
but
low.
These are just rough. These aren't all polishy and cut up.
No. Right. And I don't know. Like I said, it depends on your quality. You know, you got your three, four C's.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You can, 10,000 carat, give or take.
Really?
No idea.
Wow.
Sounds like a fun place. Go dig for diamonds. And I would not have thought it would be in Arkansas. Who knew?
I would.
Okay. Was there a diamond rush there years ago?
It's called the Crater of Diamond State Park, so apparently it's...
I was going to say that, yeah.
Okay, I don't think it got its name because they were finding coal. I don't know.
I think Chubby Checker put out a song or an album called Harder Than Diamonds, I think, or something like that.
Did he really?
Pretty good song, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
was it about the RDC?
Back to you.
I'll see myself.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
No,
I didn't
it wasn't was. A cat can't scratch it. No.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. Well.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hey, Donnie.
Hey, have I mentioned you guys that my cousin Lonnie's an idiot?
Yeah, he's a moron.
I said that earlier this week.
Oh, no, spoiler alert, this is way different. He got a tattoo last week.
Oh, he did? What'd he get?
A big one, Christy, all the way across his back.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's supposed to say can't even lose.
Right.
But I ain't sure if Lonnie don't know how to spell good or if his tattoo guy's an idiot like him. But the tattoo came out saying can't ever lose.
Oh, L-O-O-S-E?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Swear to God. Well, Lonnie, you obviously just listed, because that's a waste of $140.
Spell it.
Yes, I can move Clint Eastwood movies every which way, but loose. Mm-hmm. Looks just like it.
Yeah.
Used to be back in the day, if you had a lot of tattoos, it meant you used a badass, like an outlaw or a biker, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? And nowadays, I see a dude or a chick with a lot of tattoos, and I think, how long till that freak comes back with my nachos I ordered? It's been like 20 minutes. I swear to God. But then again, I got a personal philosophy that each tattoo on a chick stands for one issue she's got. Either like daddy issues, problems with authority, or she's a juggalo, one of them.
A juggalo?
A juggalo. All right.
Well, my personal rule is any chick with over 6 tattoos is a no-go. Same as any girl who has truck nuts hanging from her F-150. Yeah. You want to avoid her as well, because someday those will be your nuts hanging from that same spot.
For sure.
The chick with over 6 tattoos will steal your credit card to buy rubber so she can have a threesome with your uncle.
Oh.
Bad news. Oh, here's a free tip from Donnie Baker. If a chick has lyrics to a song by Dave Matthews, Dave Grohl, or Dave Coulier tattooed on her ribs,
right,
and her name ain't Alanis, you're going to want to not dip your tattoo gun into her inkwell.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha. Message received.
Dave. Duly noted.
If you don't mind me using one of them high hyperboles. Okay. Of course, there's some super hot tattoos on chicks. I think them underboob tattoos are fire-ass hot.
Oh, yeah?
Unfortunately, I was with a chick that had an overboob tattoo. She didn't think it out good because at the time it looked like the Golden Arches at McDonald's. Mm. My cousin Heath told me she lost her house when she got sued for copyright infringement. I swear to God. Oh, if a chick is rocking a Tasmanian devil or a tattooed lace garter belt, then go for it. And if you find a chick with a Jimi Hendrix tattoo and Jimmy's afro's basically her hooba stank, go for it.
Oh, yeah?
Jimmy'd want it that way anyway.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever seen chicks who have their baby's names listed down their neck?
Yes.
Like in Helvetica's?
No.
Start reading down the list. Angel, Aiden, Peyton, Caden, Kaylee. Finally, it's like all these baby names are kind of ruining my lap dance, Vonda. You know? Maybe turn that tank top into a neck gaiter. But some tattoos grow on you. So they say hindsight's always 50-50. Patty Ferguson, I hated her tattoos. She loved Winnie the Pooh. She got every character from Winnie the Pooh tatted on her right forearm. I mean, everything from Pooh Bear with the honey pot down to Eeyore and Piglet.
Mm.
And I used to make fun of her for wasting her money on that. Until one night she gave me a tuggy and I got to watch free cartoons for about 6 minutes. Swear to God.
Wow.
I gotta go.
Thanks. That's very, very helpful, Donnie.
Sounds like a win-win.
Let's see. Speaking of that, last part of that,
yes?
In the news this morning, Robert Kraft, all charges dropped against Mr. Kraft.
All charges dropped.
That's surprising.
Yeah, the videotape inadmissible.
How is that possible?
Well, the judge
will. Well, when you're a white billionaire, you'd be amazed what the courts will do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Does the judge have season tickets to the Patriots now?
He does now.
I'm guessing riding a private jet to a few games.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Well, Mr. Kraft ended up getting off again.
Yeah.
Well, he won't stop getting off.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of sad in a way, though. He's a widower. Walks into some strip mall massage parlor.
Hold on. A lot would have to happen for me to feel bad for Robert Kraft.
Yeah, he could have had them come to his house.
He might be a widower, but he's got a young girlfriend, doesn't he?
This sounds like Mr. Wrong Side of History. Yeah, this sounds like something you could get behind.
I mean, I've been making fun of the guy, but
There you go. Yeah, that's it. Go down that path.
The fact that the tape is inadmissible is legal BS, obviously. That's he bought that. But I just think it's... I don't know.
When you get to a certain tax bracket, I don't feel bad for you anymore. He's going to be okay.
I know, but I mean, it's sad that he has to, on a Sunday morning before a game, tell his jet pilot, hey, hang on a second, I've got to go to the, whatever it is, Mount Fuji rub and tug. It's just pathetic.
I don't think Fuji's is open anymore.
Wasn't it like
orchid
Tokyo roses?
It had orchid in
it. It was some Japanese or something. Yeah. I don't know. Just the whole thing just is sad. Not to mention the fact that it's essentially human trafficking. But let's see. Well, we can move on.
Yeah, Robert Kraft's got a nice looking doctor girlfriend, blonde, beautiful. Yeah.
And I bet he had some splaining to do.
I bet he did too.
Still,
What did we learn with the Hugh Grant situation, Tom? Sometimes you just don't want to hear the chatter.
Yeah. I can't use any names here, but a friend of mine was in Los Angeles standing around, and there was a kiosk that was selling hardcore porn. And
Selling hardcore porn.
Where?
I don't know the address. The essence of the story, though, is a very, very famous rock star walked up and he saw the guy buy a hardcore porno magazine that it came with a DVD. So apparently so did he. So apparently maybe even rock stars have their days where they have to pull the old Robert Kraft.
Heavy metal rock star? A classic rock?
No, I'm not going to say.
All right.
I will say deceased.
Oh.
I see.
Porn kiosk. That's interesting.
Well, that's not the part of the story that's interesting, Christy.
I think that is.
No, that is. That's
very interesting.
I lived there. I never saw that.
If you went up to a mall, you're not going to see things remembered and then porn.
What year is this?
The kiosk.
The AT&T store and then porn.
I'm not going to tell anymore. Rather interesting. I thought trying to make a point, a deep philosophical point, and you're stuck on the fact that it was a kiosk.
I think
yes!
Interesting.
I think
part
any
of it.
Reasonable person would say that. Let's put the poll up. Do you think it's interesting?
No,
it's porn or a kiosk?
No, don't put a poll up. Move on. Jeez.
Speaking of man caves, because that's where you find porn, three railroad workers have been suspended for turning a storage room under New York's Grand Central Terminal into an unauthorized man cave, complete with television, refrigerator, microwave, and a futon.
Who are they hurting?
Love these guys.
I ain't hurting nobody.
The managers at Metro North Railroad were unaware of the hideaway beneath track 114. A wireman, a carpenter foreman, and an electrical foreman have now been suspended without pay pending disciplinary hearings. I tell you, the problem with it is it's a fire hazard because rescue workers would have difficulty accessing an unmapped room they didn't even know that existed down there. So it's for their safety.
All right. I just I'm sure that's pretty dangerous work, walking all over the tracks.
Sure.
Of course, if they have to watch the Jets play, they probably would throw themselves in front of one of the trains.
J-E-T-S!
Can I ask a question about the man cave thing? Sure. How'd they get a refrigerator down there? When you're going to work one day?
Maybe it was a mini refrigerator.
But still, if you're going to work and you're hey, why do you have that fridge? I just need it for mid-shift. What is that? That's insane to me.
I doubt if their bosses do much supervising. They're probably, they're probably in a high-rise tower miles away and don't care. Just thank God I don't have to schlep stuff around on the tracks like those guys. So I think it's kind of funny. I mean, give them a break.
Did you see what Amazon unveiled?
I bet their wives are happy.
Why?
I thought all this time you were having an affair.
Yeah.
Turns out you're just watching football underneath the trains.
Amazon unveiled a flying home camera that you can ask to fly in to check your stove while you're out or see if you left the windows open. Mm. The drone will automatically take flight if there's movement in your house to show what's going on. It was one of several devices Amazon unveiled Thursday as part of its annual gadget event. They also showed off a new look for the Echo Dot. If you've been using one of those, it's going to be more spherical instead of a hockey puck shape. But
so wait a minute.
Would you have a drone inside your house sitting there waiting? And if something,
absolutely not for long because it would be eaten by a dog.
Yeah.
The minute that thing took off, I've got three golden retrievers that would immediately get it.
Sure, it'd be tag.
That would not last long. We're getting too much stuff.
Yeah, too much.
That's a little ridiculous.
Oh, I forgot to close a window. Drone, can you find out if
how does it open your refrigerator?
I didn't say refrigerator.
Oh,
if you left the stove on.
Oh, okay. I do that.
You leave the stove on?
I have in the past.
You cook?
Yeah.
I bet you do. You leave the stove on daily. I
set the smoke alarm off last night cooking,
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not really good at that.
Maybe, look for this.
Maybe you should just get stuff to go.
What were you making, Patrick?
Believe it or not, ramen, but there was something on the grill. And,
joking. I don't know what has to happen before this guy is institutionalized or he has a caretaker, but we're very, very close.
Just use the microwave.
Ramen.
He's out of his mind.
Put the water in the microwave. Yes. Do it that way.
Does that work?
Yes.
Just do that way. That way is going to be your way.
It's much easier. These grill things, I don't. They turn red and they get really hot.
Oh, that's so funny.
You are a walking mess.
You know, some people cook on them. That's why they get so hot. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Christy. Back to you. What else
is happening? An old TV has been blamed for a village in Wales mysteriously losing internet access for 18 months. The entire village of Aberhausen would lose its broadband connection at 7 in the morning every day. But after a cable replacement failed to fix the issue, engineers eventually localized the problem to an old TV belonging to an unnamed villager. When the person turned on their secondhand television each morning, the electrical interference knocked out broadband for the entire village.
Sounds like something Pat would
do. That's why he's doing the story.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.